This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Time to go around the AFC North, week two of the preseason. And remember, all these guests appear on that fan hotline. And our very first one, Ken Wyman, 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore, as they take on Dallas in Dallas, or Arlington, if you want to be specific, at 7 p.m. on Saturday. And first thing is, Todd Monken, upset with the media over criticism of his guard there, Ken. Tell me more.
Well, Daniel Faalele, it's been a struggle. He was drafted as a tackle out of Minnesota. Actually, he was Rashad Bateman's roommate at Minnesota Times, which is a funny story because he teammates with the Ravens. But didn't work out at tackle. He moved to guard. He actually was decent last year down the stretch for them. And some of that is, let's face it, Lamar Jackson is kind of an elixir for offensive linemen. He makes them look better because he just avoids guys. But I thought he played decent football down the stretch last year. There's a video of him, or a reel, so to speak, as the kids call it, of him getting trucked in the game last week. And fan base has been destroying Daniel Faalele. But Monk, as we like to call him, he was going to defend his guy. I thought it was a little protesting too much, but it doesn't surprise me that he came to his defense.
You know, at this stage of the preseason, I mean, I'm looking at all these different lists that come out and, you know, the quarterback tiers and all that stuff. Do Ravens fans even care at this point where Lamar Jackson is placed in the hierarchy of quarterbacks?
Well, I think that fans, some do. Like, they look at it as a lack of respect. And, you know, he's coming off a season where, let's face it, he should have won the MVP. He was first team all pro. And the same guys vote on the first team all-pro quarterback to vote on MVP, but the voters twisted themselves in a pretzel to give the MVP to Josh Allen. I don't know if Lamar cares about that stuff, but the fan base does. They always, and I think this, if I'm not mistaken, this is the first time he's in the top tier, so the fans do care about that stuff because they see it as a slight when he's not there.
How'd it take him so long to be in the top tier? I know that's a question for Mike Sando, but I don't understand it.
Well, you remember when he came out, you had guys like Bill Polian saying he should play wide receiver. So, you know, people don't like to be wrong. I think that's a big part of it.
Are you going to get Kyle Hamilton extended? Are you going to get Tyler Lindebaum extended?
Guys, I thought Hamilton would be done by now. Mm-hmm. The Lindebaum part of it is a little tricky because I don't know how much they want to pay a center, but like that, the price for playing poker at that position has gone up. So maybe, but I'm frankly surprised Hamilton's not done by now. I still think it's going to get done by the start of the season, but I'm shocked we're still here.
Did you get David Ojabo signed or no? Ojabo signed. God.
He's signed. He's in the last year of his rookie deal, and he hadn't shown him anything yet.
I was questioning whether or not, because I was like, I don't think they got him signing. I mean, he had that tremendous hit on Anthony Richardson.
Yeah.
You have to expect big things for him this year.
Well, he had the tremendous hit on Anthony Richardson because Anthony Richardson misread the play. He had his hot route. He didn't throw it. He got crushed.
I'll take advantage of it. His stupidity is my is David Ajabo's providence.
Yeah. Unfortunately for Ajabo, he's never been healthy. He looks like he's finally healthy for the first time this year, but it's the last year of his rookie deal. I think he's not squarely on this roster right now, and I think he's going to have to show them more. I think they'd be reluctant to cut him because then they're admitting it's a sunk cost, but he has not shown them much as a Raven.
You're debuting a new kicker for the first time in, what, over a decade. By the way, has anybody heard from Justin Tucker at all since his untimely demise?
No. He's not
dead.
Out and about town like he used to be. That's for damn sure.
Is he even going to stay in town? Has he been excommunicated? Is there any public sentiment in favor of him as like an all-timer? What are you giving me these looks for, Ken?
I don't know. It's just a very weird line of questioning right now.
Hold on. The guy was beloved and now is disgraced. So
the key word is was.
Yeah.
Is
anybody support him?
Nah, not out loud. It's a tough. It's sort of a tough thing to thump your chest and support.
We had Deshaun Watson here, and we had to go through all this, and he was still on the team. Like he was on the team.
This guy's
after
no longer on
all
the team.
Of this.
it's a weird. Well, yeah, you guys can empathize. I think that he probably moves back to Texas. Is my guess. My understanding is his house is on the market. He has not seen I'm offhand, I don't remember how many children he has, but I know one goes to school in the area, so school's over, obviously. I would think he moves back to Texas is my gut, but I don't have any inside information on where he's living, but I wouldn't live here if I were him because he's recognized everywhere, and let's face it, it's not a good time to be Justin Tucker in Baltimore.
All right, real quick, great Shedeur Sanders performance on Friday.
I thought he looked good. I told you guys last time he's the eventual guy. As soon as they decide that Joe Flacco's held the reins for long enough. But I thought Shedeur looked good.
Okay. And Wyman, 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. Now James Rapine, LockedOnBengals, SI.com. T. Higgins, he says the Bengals don't have to start off hot. Do you agree?
I think they it would bode well for them to start off hot, but it is a 17-game season. And I do think that going all in on, man, we have to win in September because we haven't. Of course, you want to win every game at the same time. What if you go 3-1 in September? Well, it doesn't matter if you go 0-4 in October. So I do appreciate the context from team.
Obviously, the defense was such a huge story as well. It should be with Cincinnati. Do you have any reason to believe that defense has taken a sizable step forward this year?
We'll see. It's tough because
that
I do
sound
think
like
looked,
yes. That does not sound like well, a yes.
It isn't. It isn't an automatic yes. And the problem is, I don't really know what they can do. Like even if they, let's say they sign Trey right now. I don't know what they can do in the preseason before September 7th in Cleveland to show us that they are different. And it's going to take regular season snaps. It would certainly give people some peace of mind if they were a bit better in the preseason on Monday night when they play Washington than they were in that opener against the Eagles. But I don't think that's going to make anyone feel great about the defense. So, yeah, they're going to have to show it. They're very much in prove-it mode, and it's a lot of the same faces. And so, yeah, it's there's plenty of skepticism around the Bengals defense right now.
You are at Washington Monday night, 8 p.m. You already asked about Trey Hendrickson. Let me ask about Shamar Stewart, another guy who was a weird holdout over this offseason. Yeah. He showed up in the stat sheet last week in preseason game number one. What did you think of Shamar?
Yeah, I like what I've seen from Shamar. He's extremely versatile, and he gives them something they haven't had on their defensive front in quite some time, which is just – outside of Trey specifically, just a chaos creator. And I think he's able to do that at multiple spots. He's big, he's strong, fast, physical. And so I think he's going to matter for this team. And if there is someone that as the season goes along, you could say, all right, he's going to help change the identity of this defense, it would certainly be Shamar Stewart. And I think he's capable. He's got a win.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ways to go, but I do think he's physically capable of making a pretty big impact this season.
Can you grade, give me a grade for Shedeur Sanders' performance on Friday?
B+. I hated first drive or second drive when he just completed, and it was fourth down, so it's not a huge deal. But man, you can't run backwards. So outside of that, I thought he played really well. And I said it last time I was on, fellas, start him. I would start in week one.
I don't like your answer. That's a. I don't like
your
saying
that.
Start
in week two. Yeah. It has nothing to do with the Bengals.
Yeah.
Start in week two. Figure out what he is.
All right, James Rapine. Boy, he started yelling at me there at the end. You hear that? I thought he was doing some nasty business right there. Locked on Bengals and SI. All right, Andrew Filippone, 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh. Where Andrew, I'd like to read a tweet. This is from Mark. I'm just going to get right to it. Twitter reactions brought to you by Chapman Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. When I said you were coming on, Mark says, tell that moron that comparing a journeyman QB's performance in a preseason game to what a rookie fifth-round pick's first preseason performance was is idiotic even for him. Your retort.
So was it wrong to say that Brady Quinn's Browns preseason debut was better, Mark, you moron?
Lyman, do you have Mark's counterpoint online?
Oof. Wow, Pony. Come on, be nice. That's rude.
You Why? Take back any of the stupidity that you put out there on the internet on Friday?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, you didn't know who the hell Tony Brown was. You didn't know who the teammates were that were walking with Shedeur Sanders.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did the Browns or whoever posted that say, oh, the guy with the staff is Tony Brown? The guy with the boombox.
Do they need to spell everything out for you, or can you do some research? Can you do some research?
Oh,
there are plenty of people who did their own research. You can't do your own research?
So I have to wait 3 hours until the video comes out. And then
no, people were willing to tell you the second you tweeted it, because you're a big dummy.
Because I think it's a bad look for a guy to show up to a game with a boombox and an entourage.
But he didn't have an entourage. Ha, ha, ha. You can just walk in with your teammates. It's Tony Brown's boombox. It wasn't his boombox.
So it was a ridiculous look. I stand by that.
How about those two dime passes down in the red zone?
Yeah,
what kind
of
a look was that?
Yeah, what'd you think of that?
I thought he made a couple good throws. I never said he didn't. You guys are on my ass like I never said that. Skylar Thompson's Steelers debut was more impressive, and Brady Quinn's first game as a Brown was more impressive. Those are facts. People might not like it because they're, again, you know, Shedeur mania, blah, 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 blah. But the numbers are the numbers, and it's true. It's damn true. I don't like being called names from guys who work for The Athletic. I thought the New York Times owned that company. You want to talk about, you know, why don't you stop being rude? How about if you work for the New York Times, you know, reputable organization, how about you don't curse online? How about that, you jackass? I can say it because Odyssey doesn't care. You write for the New York Times. Act like it, pal.
Ooh,
act like it.
Tough
you got
talking
the best
pony.
In the country, and apparently you got people with low journalistic standards now talking about me. How about you have some guts and call in?
What do you mean at low journalistic standards? He calls him out. He sees him. Your tweet was dumb. You were a dumbass in the tweet. He called you. Well, he called you something I'm not going to say on the air, but he called you dumb. It was dumb. You're dumb.
So wait a minute. You're telling me you guys have had universally every single one of your listeners thought it was a good look for a fifth round.
No,
pick.
I didn't say that.
Seen and not heard.
I didn't say
how
that. But I don't care.
Heard? How about act like
they
Larry
don't care
Fitzgerald
what
Sanders?
Dennis6969 puts on Twitter. They care about what the Pony Express puts on Twitter.
Well, then I guess I'm living rent free in their heads now, aren't I?
Congratulations, your freight train of stupidity knows no end. You're just causing fires all over the place, taking the world by storm.
I didn't know if the litmus test or barometer for who's smart and who knows ball and who doesn't is how you react to when guys show up to games.
I'd ask you to know who Tony Brown is. I'd ask you know if you're a football guy, you cover football. I wish you would know who Tony Brown is.
I watched the entire game. I watched Aditi interview Joe Flacco. I watched her talk to Sanders. I watched the Browns put him out there with guys who were fifth-round pick. Thrash was the only drafted receiver that he played with. I saw him look competent against the Panthers' starting defense for the first two drives. Look, just because I didn't tweet those things doesn't mean I don't know those things, Browns fans, and especially the guy who works for The Athletic, who should know better, and actually has no balls, too.
Ooh.
Won't actually call me, won't text me, won't say it to my face.
I think Zach would actually fight you. I'm pretty positive.
Yeah, and he'd lose. I go to the gym 3 days a week.
I don't know, man. Zach fights real dirty. Real dirty. And he is from Manchester High School / New Franklin / Portage Lakes. You don't know nothing about that, sir.
And I went to Andy Van Slyke's high school, so how about that?
Andy Van Slyke is in ED commercials.
Yeah, exactly. He still got some lead in his pencil in his 60s, Ken. You want to mess with that?
What do you think of Cam Hayward and why the fans are turning on Cam Hayward? Is it a sad day in Pittsburgh?
Hey, fans seem to be turning on all these all-time great Steelers.
Yeah, what's going on there?
Yeah, but then when the guy signed, they act like they never said it. T.J. Watt's back in their good graces. Look, Cam Hayward, I get it. I mean, he is severely underpaid. There are huge occupational hazards to playing defensive line. I think he should want more money. I think he should get a raise. But the issue fans have is that he's wanted to have it both ways. You just signed a contract last year. No one held you at gunpoint to do it. There's still 2 years left on the deal. So if you really wanted to bet on yourself, if you really said to the Steelers, I can be an all-pro and I want a new contract when I'm an all-pro, why sign this deal? Go out and have an all-pro season and then negotiate a deal as an all-pro. So that's the issue fans have. I think it's a legitimate argument, but I don't want my, you know, stalwart defensive tackle in this kind of ornery mood where he's threatening to not play when there is an easy solution, which is just giving him more money for this season, moving money from 2026 to 2025.
Could we actually see a good Steelers offensive line this year?
Could we?
That's what I'm asking.
Yeah, the same way Shedeur Sanders, in theory, could be a good quarterback. Yeah, we could. I'm not betting on it. I mean, Broderick Jones held up. He went up against Josh Allen, the Jaguars' Josh Allen, in the game Friday for a series, and I thought held his own. I thought he made significant strides. Fautanu, the right tackle, looks like a dog. I mean, as Pat McAfee would say, he looks like a legit dude. I think he made the All-Bra team for Pat McAfee in the preseason, which is obviously
a coveted team.
Accolade. Absolutely.
Pony, I do got to ask, because obviously lightning rod for commentary, somebody like Aaron Rodgers, how's he doing with the media there in Pittsburgh? Have they gotten off to a good start?
Oh, it is. He might win the chief award, which goes to the best player relating to the Steelers media before the season even starts. I've never seen a bigger shoe-in. If they could line up, put lipstick on, and apply it to the man's ass, they would do it. It is incredible. They are eating out of the hand of one Aaron Rodgers. They love the guy.
Andrew Filippone, 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh. Strong words from a not-so-strong man. One part of the great triumvirate, that is around the AFC North. Ken Wyman, 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. James Rapine, Locked On Bengals, and yeah, Pony, 93.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.